Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Our comedian buddy, Frank Caliendo. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am doing great.
Well, it was kind of like the notes of the voice went down.
No, I don't know because I was so excited.
Great. Sad.
We were on such a roll off the air that I was having so much fun that we stopped it, and then now we had to start performing.
You need to start compartmentalizing, Frank.
Well, you started talking. I tell you, not
a whole different part of your life, Frank.
Don't talk to me off the air. Because you ruin the excitement. Like, on the air, I get so excited. I still feel like I'm on a tri-blade mower on the golf course.
Yes, now here we are in the argument phase.
Yes. Well, that got ugly in a hurry this time.
Yeah, no problem. All whatever. Right. Okay, see, let's now, start again. Start again.
Right. Well, you have the theme rock? All right. Here, start. We'll just start over. Hold on. Rock's got to there it is.
None of that ever happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program, our comedian buddy, Frank Caliendo. Good morning, Frank.
Guys! Oh, man, it is awesome to talk to you. What a great morning. You're not going to believe I got up. I did 20 jumping jacks. 50 push-ups.
Yeah, see.
Apparently, you know. I talk about my calisthenics as though it's a monster truck rally.
Yeah.
Why not? Ooh, what are you touching there, Frank? Careful. Sounds like you're getting electrocuted.
What was it?
Fuzzy,
you know what? The microphone that I use is hanging from a cord, so I probably had touched the windscreen thing over here. Is this what you heard?
That's it.
Is that it? Is that?
How many cups of coffee have you had so far this morning?
Oh, let's go buy pots.
And now the whole family's up, right? Because you're at home.
I'm hidden off in a different room.
Okay.
But the kids are up because it's a school day. So they're up. My son's in a robe. He got a robe for Christmas and he walks around.
Was he half?
I don't know. I haven't been in his room lately.
Got a pipe?
Yeah.
They have a cup of coffee. He's walking around. What kind of robe? How old is this kid?
He's 13.
13. A robe?
It's like an UGG robe. It's like a really soft robe. He had this blanket that he would carry around all over the place. Not like Linus or something. Linus, like a safety blanket.
Just around. Yeah, I know.
But he would, because it gets cold in the house overnight sometimes. We don't have enough money for the heat.
Right.
So I'm spending it on TVs. I buy a lot of big TVs.
Buy plasmas. They get warm.
Yeah, kids, we're going to. There you go. You've solved it. Okay.
Boom.
We're not going to eat today. I've got to have better entertainment. So then for Christmas, he got a robe made out of the same material, I believe. I wasn't involved in the whole thing. I was just told about it. But now it's funny to see a 13-year-old kid. I'm going to get him the pipe, though.
Go back to 13-year-old.
One of those real curvy ones.
Go back to 13-year-old Frank. It's December 10th, and your dad wants to know what you want for Christmas, and you say, I think I'd like a nice robe, Dad. Nice soft robe.
Cherry cloth.
Yeah, they didn't
little
have
little Frank Caliendo out there in Waukesha.
Yeah, it would be would have been flannel at the time, probably.
Yeah.
You know, my dad would have gone, what do you need one of those for? I remember I used to try and buy a couple. My dad was so cheap. He still is. It's not like he's not. But I remember going to Toys R Us and I wanted to buy two G.I. Joe action figures.
Two.
Because two or three, because then they could fight each other stuff or talk to each other.
Just having one.
My dad's like,
they could sit down and share feelings. They could talk to each other.
Well, I don't know. I think it was more they wanted a Joe. Come on, Grunt. What do you want, Lady Ace? Tell you this, snow job.
Did you watch the cartoons?
Oh, yeah. I once did a survey I would never answer the surveys now, but I remember getting a survey, a phone call. I would never even answer the home phone anymore. But I don't even know if we have one. So I remember getting the survey, and they were asking me about He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, that cartoon that came out, which I did watch. And they're asking me, And it was basically the gist of it, now that I think back on it, was this was a giant commercial for people, for kids to buy the action figures. And I guess I was figuring it out as the survey was going, and I started lying on the survey, like, no, I watch it every once in a while, but I would never buy the figures because of it.
Threw them off.
Yeah, like I was realizing as it that I had been, you know, I'd fallen prey to the marketing, and it worked. So I was like, oh man.
You need to watch the Netflix show, The Toys That Made Us, because one is on He-Man, one is on G.I. Joe.
Really?
And there's only four of them. One's on Barbie, the other is on Star Wars figures.
Well, He-Man changed me.
well, you're not
they
alone.
They just did a He-Man insurance commercial,
Geico,
wasn't it?
Yeah, Skeletor, yeah.
Well, I love when He-Man would run toward the camera, twist his hips one way to look, twist the other way, and then run past the camera.
That was his move.
By the power of Grayskull, I have the power. Echo, echo, echo. The lone cringer became Battle Cat.
Right, yeah. You know where they got that lion? It was another toy that some toy company already made. They said, paint it green.
Really?
Yeah, and see what you can do with it. And then they said, what's he going to do with this? It's bigger than he is. They said, put a saddle on it. I'm serious. Watch The Toys That Made Us.
Oh,
That's how we came up with this.
I'm going to watch that today. That is awesome,
yeah.
Because that is truly.
They made that.
What's it called? The Toys That Made Us?
The Toys That Made Us.
All right. Yeah, well, that's one show.
Yeah, okay.
I have a feeling there's another show we're supposed to be talking about.
You're going
to
be in Waukegan?
Oh, hey, guys, promo.
Yeah, you know, get to the business here.
Yeah, that's the first time you guys have ever gotten to it before
me.
Well,
you know, it's like too much goofing around. You
but
can't
the honest,
goofing around
the Waukegan Genesee Theater, not doing Milwaukee this year, so only, only there. I think it's about an hour away from Milwaukee, but only 30 minutes maybe away from Kenosha area.
We're seeing Kenosha, in that area, sure.
Is it my alma mater if I went to Parkside for just my freshman year?
Wait a minute. You went to Parkside?
Did you graduate from anything?
I graduduated from UW-Milwaukee.
Well, that's your alma mater then.
Well, that's my alma mater. Then,
well,
what's
then what
that,
is
my
Parkside?
Subma mater?
Yeah.
What is it?
What does that make Parkside? Because Brian
well,
and I
alma
went to
means
Parkside.
Heart, so find a different body part and call that its mother. Your mono mother.
I don't know. I went there freshman year. I was going to play baseball, and then I took a calculus class and realized I didn't. It was a calculus class at night. And the teacher was from some European country, I believe. I don't know. I didn't stay in the class long enough to get. It was once a week, and I fell so far behind in 3 weeks.
Once a week?
Yeah.
How long was the class? Like 3 hours
three
at night?
Three or four hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Of me not understanding him. And within 3 weeks, I was in Spanish 4.
Yeah, good for you. Good move.
I just got out of it.
Are you decent at math? Do you know what you're doing in
not,
the world of math?
Not good enough to have been in calculus.
I guess not.
Not my freshman. I don't know how I tested into it, but I did. And it was kind of I was always that kid who I would get into an advanced class and then realize this is work.
Uh-huh.
And then the really smart kids, because I was probably in the top 30%, 40% of, you know, probably intelligence.
Good, mm-hmm. good
but then
for
the
you.
Really smart kids, like the kids who were in that top 1%, 2%.
Or maybe, Frank. Well, yeah, we know you're smart.
But you just don't apply yourself.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? I see it with my own son now because he's really smart. He is really smart, and it comes from my wife's side. It just skipped her.
But he just wants to lounge around in a robe all day. So.
See, that's smart.
Yeah.
Look how it. But he is. He takes the path of least resistance.
Who doesn't?
Well, I don't know. Some people. I mean. That's the history of man, trying
to get things done the easy way.
Well, not in America. We're changing that, guys.
All right.
It's going to be.
Are you watching the speech tonight?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Okay. I hadn't even thought about it. I realized I just try to stay so non-political, even though I do. Like, I'm doing this thing for the at the Super Bowl for the – it's for the Vikings, but it's for all 32 owners of the teams and their families. So that's on Thursday night, and that's an event I'm doing. But they want no politics, and
I was like, well, you know what I'm going to do to start out, don't you? It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be the number one. And I have to, I'm like, I can do it. It's doing those little bits that aren't about, you know, anything political, it's just breaking down the person and, you know, talking about their speech patterns and stuff like that. But they were so, not the owners themselves, but the person booking it. I'm like, well, I talked to my agent. I said, is it paid in full? They're like, yeah. I'm like, I'll do it. Whatever.
Who was the guy who did Kennedy and put out the albums?
Vaughn Meter.
Vaughn Meter. That's the guy. Yeah. You don't want to be that guy.
Who only did that?
Right. That's your whole swinging thing. And so, yeah, that ended quickly.
Yeah, you got to have more than one impression. That's
well, with Gruden
key.
Jumping out of the booth and going back to the sideline,
I would think right.
Now all the networks will want me to do that somewhere, probably, right? Because at ESPN, nobody would want to promote ESPN's Monday Night Football guy, but now I'll probably be getting calls from everybody all the time. Can you do Gruden eating a sandwich for us? I'll tell you what, Ben, the sandwich needs some mayo right here. You know who's a big.
Maybe the Food Network. Or...
Yeah, you ever been to the Mayo Clinic?
You're going right to Minneapolis.
Right.
You got to use that joke. They probably never heard that.
I'll tell you what, man. The sandwich, you're a sandwich surgeon. That's what you are, man. You're the J.J. Watt of sandwich makers. You ever use a panini press? I'll tell you what, man. I use my panini press on I use it on body parts, man.
Well, I'm sure it'll be in demand. I mean,
yeah,
it's coaching again.
The funny thing is, though, you guys phrased it the right way. People say to me now Gruden's going to be around again. Like he's been on Monday Night Football, the second biggest game of the week, or the second or third biggest game of the week, depending on scheduling, for the last 7 years. It's not like he hasn't been around. People think he's been out of in retirement or something. I went to the moon for a few years. People only heard me when they check in with the space station, man.
Have you done anyone else in the Monday Night Football crews? There's been so many of them.
No.
I don't really remember you doing a Don Meredith or a...
Don Meredith.
Do you do Howard Cosell?
Everyone did Howard Cosell upon a time. That was kind of like...
I do John Gruden
no
doing
that.
Howard Cosell. This is Howard Cosell.
It's a double layer of...
I will take you down, Ali. That's a new bit. John Gruden doing impression. What do you want me to do, man? What do you want me to do?
You could own that market.
Do Gruden doing Madden.
Okay. Here's a guy, turkey leg, man. You gotta stuff a chicken into a duck, into a turkey. That's a turducken, man. I tell you what, I love turduckens.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl, Frank? Because we got to wrap this up. Who's going to win?
I had Patriots. Somehow they always seem to ruin the rest of the Earth's hopes.
Not mine.
You're a big Patriots fan?
As Tom Brady gets older, I become more of a fan.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because
I'm old now, and it's like I root for the old guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I did, again, this is me just kind of talking about how great I am. I did the event for the Patriots last year, and I'm trying to pass it off that's why they won. So
sure.
I'll see them again this year.
You gave them the juju.
Yeah, that's right. That's there you go.
You'll be treated better in Minneapolis wearing Patriots gear than you were wearing Philadelphia gear. Those Philadelphia fans really let the Viking fans have it in their town a week or so ago.
Yeah, it ain't so pretty. Huh?
Yeah. My question is, who didn't know the Philadelphia fans were rude?
It's just coming out now.
Yeah, this is news to Minneapolis.
Yeah,
apparently.
Oh yeah, we had no idea. What are you guys doing over here?
Down there, they're so rude.
I can't believe one of them took a dump in my front lawn. What's that all about? I can't believe it.
All right, well, pack a winter coat, Frank, when you come up here. February 23rd, you're at Genesee Theater in Waukegan.
Is it the 23rd or 22nd? I think it's the 22nd.
I got 23 on my paper, but we can...
You also had it in Waukesha originally.
That was off the air. See, you're going back to that off-air conversation again.
Yeah, so we do know it's in Waukegan.
Yeah, you're over the border.
In the Genesee Theater.
FrankOnStage.com will give you all the information. FrankOnStage.com, Genesee Theater in Waukegan.
All right, very good. Frank, always good to talk to you.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Go put your robe on now. I know you were sitting there in your underwear through this whole interview.
underwearless robe.
All right, Frank. Talk to you soon. Frank Caliendo.